Hello, friends. This is the Bob's Top 5 podcast. It's where I pick out 5 songs that came out last Friday and I play them for you all at once, like this. But not for too long, because that would be insane. And I don't want to drive anybody insane, including myself. Here we go. Here's number 5. A bit of a song called May 9th. I'm laughing because this band is called Krungbin, not Kruangbin. I always said Kruangbin for forever. My apologies to the bins. The song's called May 9th, and it was my favorite song on this record. I listened to the whole record because I truly enjoyed an older song of theirs way back when called So We Won't Forget. You know, sadly, there's nothing as good as that song on this record, but it is a cool record to listen to, you know, as you're bopping around town checking out how to pronounce band names. Here's number 4. I know who's buried in Grant's tomb. I wonder if there's a way to out clear away my crocodile. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. Is Vampire Weekend, don't you know? The song is called Pravda. I listened to this whole album because I did enjoy a few Vampire Weekend albums in my day. This was my favorite song, and it was the second to last song on the album, which makes me think it's maybe not their favorite song. Let me check out their set list. Confirmed, they have not played this song. I really enjoyed the guitar work in this song, to be honest. That's why I chose it. Here's number 3. Sweet by the band Bunny. Is Bunny a band? I'm not sure. It's really just this artist named Jessica Vicious? Oh, that's a great name. Jessica Vicious. But yeah, I enjoyed most of this record. It's a bit slow. It's maybe driving at night music. But this song's sweet. And there was another song on the album I liked a lot as well. Again, I didn't love the singles. I just like these sort of deep tracks. So, I don't know. Sue me. I'm going to go see Bunny play on Friday of this week. I'll let you know how it goes. By the way, do you know who was really great? Mannequin Pussy. Like the best band I've seen in a long, long time. All right, here's 2. Someone you'd rather be on. Now is there someone you need? Is an artist known as Mount Kimby. The song is called Shipwreck. I was surprised that I liked this so much. I'm familiar with Mount Kimby. Huh, that's so funny. They're a duo. I thought it was one person, but it is a duo. They are from the UK. I think they're playing in the US sometime soon, and I don't know, it'd be interesting to see if someone could get me in. Anybody? All right, here's number 1.
It's easy to go, babe. It's just an easy yes or no, babe. Just an easy way to throw away what we had. I don't need a letter. I don't need anybody better. I don't need.
And that is the artist known as Phosphorescent, a band that I did see live and thought was pretty fun. Fun maybe isn't the right way to describe it, but it was definitely intoxicating and entrancing. This song is also intoxicating and entrancing, and it's called Revelator. And because Phosphorescent had a song called Song for Zula that I enjoyed quite a bit, so much so as to put it into my tops of that particular year, I listened to this whole album. The rest of the album is not that great, but this song is really good, has a decent chance of making it pretty far this year. And you're the best. You have just, you're the most patient, wonderful people on the planet. And I love you for it. Bye.